You know, the mm-hmm. old hate stoves down there. The biggest yeah. of the stoves that in there is used now.
Yeah. Well, how would you keep your food?
I've thought over that thing a many times. Like if you kill squirrels and things, and you want them for breakfast in the morning, for Sunday morning, you put them in a bucket in something, you know, air tight, and let them be down in your well. And it'd be just as cold and nice. You want the water get in the bucket. And take them up the next morning and take your squirrel and cut them up and fry them for breakfast. And that was a funny thing, too. We'd have, see the even ones, yeah, it was kind of hard to get ice. Just now and then you could get holes in the ice.
Ice was
scarce. And they'd come in, the boat would bring in a load of ice from our New Orleans here. And you know, this didn't slave no time. And they'd have it in sawdust. You done seen it in sawdust, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I've never seen it sawdust.
Well, that's the way they have it packed, in sawdust. So when we get some ice, we had a hole dug down in the ground in our front yard. I wasn't living here then, that was my first husband.
Yeah.
And we had a can outfit, you know, and it had wore out, it was zinc. And they put it down in the ground, dug a hole deep enough to put it way down in the ground. And they put that sawdust and put our ice in, like we get 100 pounds of ice, and put it down in there. Then that's the way we'd keep our stuff, you know, like squirrels or something, that we get put it down in, had a top to put over there. And I don't know how that happened. One morning I went there and taking the top up to go down in there, and now the big rattlesnake laying up on top down in there, you know. Who knows? Wouldn't that have been in the night and I'd have went there. No, no. Snakes was bad then.
Yeah. Now, this place out here where you keep your cow, what do you call that?
I don't keep my cow nowhere but just right in here, in that little place there, and down in there, you see.
Yeah.
There's a place back here I used to keep the cow, but she was a stranger. You see, I bought her, and I scared she might break out and try to go back to where I got her from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just keep her right here where I can see her all the time.
Yeah.
I have a backyard there, and she feeds in there. But I was in that front there. Those boys, Roger's boys, told me that let them take the fence down and clean up my little pasture there. But I never leave consent for them to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, your animals, did you have a big place maybe around the barn where you let them walk, all of them walk around, the sheep, the cows, and the...
Well, I had a
chicken.
A place for the chickens, and a place for the sheep, and a place, the cattle all running in the woods, you know. Oh, this is all open range, you know.
Yeah.
But since I come down in here, you see, they don't allow nothing to run out.
Uh-huh.
You can't let your things run out. And but when I was up there, my cows run out, and they'd go to the swamp in the woods, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd be in the woods under those dread big old oak.